Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness has written to the Taoiseach suggesting the setting up of a cross-border abuse inquiry. But there are indeed the Taoiseach has said this morning that he hopes that Francis Fitzgerald, our Justice Minister here, will be having a meeting with the North's Justice Minister, David Ford, about such an inquiry, which is being considered by the government, although Minister Fitzgerald has already said it could be very challenging in practice. David Ford of the Alliance Party, Northern Ireland's Justice Minister, is on the line. David Ford, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Anya.
Are you opposed in principle to the idea of a cross-border inquiry, or do you simply think it could be extremely challenging to manage in this particular circumstance?
I'm not opposed to the principle of it. I've discussed the issue already last Friday at a meeting in Dublin with Francis Fitzgerald, and indeed the issue was raised with me by Micheál Martin when he was in Belfast a few days ago. So the issue is there and is current. My concern at the moment is that there are a number of inquiries underway, certainly in this jurisdiction, and I think we need to ensure that those inquiries by the proper authorities run their course before we see whether the quite complex difficulty of setting up a cross-border inquiry would be appropriate.
Mm-hmm. When, for example, and those sorry, just to cut across you, but from the point of view of listeners, just to remind them, those inquiries are, of course, of the various legal delays and decisions that were taken in the rape case that Maria Cahill brought, which was subsequently ended in acquittals. Is that right?
Yes, the issue has to be how the complaints that Maria Cahill raised were handled. That's why the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland is inquiring into the behaviour of police officers. That's why the Director of Public Prosecutions has invited in the former director from England, Keir Starmer, to conduct an inquiry into the actions of the Public Prosecution Service here. Those are key issues as to how Maria Cahill's case was handled. And obviously we've now seen a number of other allegations coming forth. What I would certainly wish to do would be encourage anybody who is a victim of such an offence to speak to either the PSNI or the Garda Síochána. Francis Fitzgerald and I both made that point last Friday. We need to ensure that the full evidence comes forward, because fundamentally the first issue is about supporting victims and bringing, where possible, criminal prosecutions. There may be a role for wider inquiries, but it almost certainly have to be legislation north and south. That's not going to happen overnight. We need to ensure that we do what we can to support victims at this stage.
And of course, Gardaí have been given a list of names which Gerry Adams apparently found in a letterbox, which he gave to Sinn Féin's child protection officer, who passed it on to the Gardaí. And they will be investigating the names of the people who were expelled or otherwise dealt with by the IRA within its own internal justice system. Is that right too, as far as you understand it?
Well, I must caution against anybody talking about internal justice on the part of the IRA, but I accept the point you're trying to make, that it appears that some names have now been passed by Gerry Adams to Gardaí. There are, of course, also other names which have been passed on by Maria Cahill and indeed by Regina Doherty, TD. So there are now a number of issues which
need
investigation
north and south. So given those inquiries
here
in the south, yes, exactly, and given the reviews that are going on in Northern Ireland, do you think that there is any chance of such a cross-border abuse inquiry taking place until after your next election in the north and after our next election in the south?
I think realistically the timescale for getting the inquiries for what went wrong in Maria Cahill's case is one issue. Further people coming forward and giving evidence to be investigated by either police service, you know, will be a further issue. And that means there are a number of issues. And the key thing is to ensure, as I say, that we protect victims and that we don't miss out on possible evidential opportunities to charge perpetrators with further offences. There are clearly issues of concern which were raised in the Dáil debate last week around perpetrators apparently moved from Northern Ireland to the Republic. That's an ongoing issue which I suspect will also be of more interest on your side of the border. But fundamentally, there are a lot of different threads, and before there could be any overarching inquiry, we need to see that those are carried through by the responsible justice agencies, north and south, so that victims are supported and perpetrators are prosecuted where it is at all possible.
David Ford, thank you very much indeed
for
joining us this lunchtime.